gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Tuesday morning with me, Dave Chatsmith, Community Connections, Basingstoke Community Radio. And of course, as usual, I've got Claire, the garden editor, on the line, talking to us today all about ground covering plants. Is that right, Claire?
Hello, yes. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everyone. I hope you're very well. I thought after a couple of weeks ago, we did really, really tall plants. I thought we could all do with a bit of a lie down.
Yeah,
It's
we could,
September after all. I don't want to mention the C word, but you
No,
know,
don't.
I could I could do with a bit of a sit down in September. I don't know about you. How are you? Are you feeling like the summer's long gone?
Well, Sunday was all right, wasn't it? Well, Sunday was all right, you know. I think we got to 27 on Sunday. That was quite hot. I don't think I was expecting that, but there you go. So it was all right. Okay.
Yeah, and I tell you what,
I think that's probably it, though, isn't it, really?
But you know what? There are still bits and places where you can go out foraging. So I spent last weekend collecting lots of blackberries from the hedgerows. So as ever, if you're foraging and collecting, do be careful. Don't pick anything if you're not certain. Never pick the last or the first things. Leave lots of things for the birds. So kind of treat yourself as if you're another little mammal,
And also
going in
pick
there and
things that are
taking
high
things.
up,
Eggs, and that was my next one, absolutely.
you don't want dog wee wee berries, do
Absolutely not. So
you?
yeah, it's a great activity. It's free, it's nature's bounty, it is harvest time, and you know, before too long there'll be apples, and hopefully I shall be able to talk a bit about some community orchards and apples that we're thinking of maybe later on in September.
Okay.
But should we crack on and talk about ground cover plants?
Ground cover plants, apart from, in fact, I'll tell you about a ground cover plant we got in our garden, and
Go on then.
it's a prickly weed that just goes across. Does that
Yes.
make sense, as opposed to going
Yes.
up? What is that?
Yes. Indeed. From your description, I wonder if it's something called a Cotoneaster horizontalis, which
Really?
is
Oh, okay. There's a word I will forget by the end of this conversation.
Indeed. Which is a quite a common plant. It used to be planted a lot on kind of edges and hedges,
Ah, right. Okay.
particularly in car parks, to kind of it does, it literally grows horizontally. It doesn't go
Yeah.
up or down.
I don't live in a
And
car park.
actually, no, you don't want to live in a car park,
No.
and it's quite vigorous.
Yeah, it
And
is.
actually, in Northern Ireland, it's actually on the schedule of species which you're not now allowed to escape into the wild because it's so vigorous, it suppresses all sorts of things. But so I'm afraid that might be what it is. It could be something else. But as ever, you're always welcome to send me a picture. But
Or
it could be something like that.
is it just cut it and get rid of it? Or is
Cut
there
and get
another
rid of. Yeah,
way?
yeah. But the
Because
reason why
one
I
day
thought.
it wasn't there, and one day it's like gone all the way across the patio.
Yeah.
And I thought, where's that come from?
Well, it has lots of red berries, and those red
All right.
berries are brilliant for ye olde birds. And then the birds come up and might deposit that little berry with a little bit of organic matter, shall we
Right.
say?
Okay.
So that's where it goes to. But the thing about ground cover plants is they're really, really useful. Why, I hear you say. One, if you
Why?
cover. Yes. Why?
On then.
The more you cover your ground, the less space there is for weeds to grow. So if you want to reduce your maintenance, ground cover plants which go horizontally are a good way of kind of keeping everything covered. If you cover over the ground, it's less likely you get deposits from birds or from the wind of seeds, things that you don't want to grow.
Oh.
It also helps the soil. It protects the soil from being washed away. So if you have lots of really torrential rain and you have loads of bare earth, it will literally just glide off into the gutter. So having lots of horizontal growing plants means it looks after that. And of course, it's great for nature because it provides lots and lots of habitats and lots of spaces and places for things to overwinter, to nest, to hibernate, to mate, all that type of stuff. And the best thing is you don't see it because all you see is the kind of the top layer of it. So for value for money, ground cover is a really good way of making your pennies go further because it means that things go horizontally and cover things, which means you have to get less plants. So I thought that's why it's a good idea for us to talk about them.
Okay. Have you got a top five ground covering plants?
I do. And I thought, again, a bit like we did when we did the tall plants, we'll try and give you some examples which work in different situations. So for our listeners who are listening and saying, I live in a bog or I live in really sunny grounds, then hopefully one or two of these will help you with these.
Oh, that's
So let's start off with the really difficult one, something called dry shade. So you might have like lots of really tall conifers or a big fat hedge or something like that, which creates a lot of area of dry shade. And that area is normally quite tricky to plant into because a lot of plants need a bit of moisture and they need a bit of sun. Your friends here are something called the dead nettle group. Now, you might think that sounds horrible, dead nettle. Duh, duh, duh. It's like a really bad remake of a film or something like that.
Yeah, it does,
But
doesn't
the proper name for this plant is Lamium maculatum. And what it does, it forms a little kind of mat of really pretty variegated leaves, which just creep and cover and creep and cover and creep and cover, and they're evergreen. And they put up little purple or little pink flower spikes in spring, which are perfect for our bumblebees when they are just starting to emerge from their overwintering nest sites. So it's a really nice, easy care plant because it looks good year round, gives you a little bit of spring interest. It looks after the wildlife. It's an and it's just super, super easy to care for, and it will cover the ground. If you want to make it smaller, you just cut off the edges and keep it under control. But if you have a large area to cover and it is dry and tricky, Lamium maculatum, so the white dead nettle group, is what I would advise you look at for that type of thing. Okay, and now let's move on to another one, which is quite tricky, which is also shade based. But you know, what happens if you've got kind of like a bit wetter area of shade? Perhaps you've got a little wildlife pond in the shade. Oh, talking of which, Dave, do you remember we did that talk about making a pond in your garden? Do
Yes, we did, yeah.
you remember we did? It was back in January, I think.
Was it that long ago?
It was that long ago. Guess what I saw in my pond last week?
A Walker's crisp packet. No?
Wow.
Go
Beside
on.
any things like that, I saw frogs.
Frogs?
I saw frogs,
Where do
actual
they come
frogs.
from? Well, obviously, you know, don't need to go
Yes.
down the that sort of route, but where do they just spring up, don't they?
They do, but it was an absolute, you know, I was so excited. You know, it's a classic example of build it and they will come. So within 8 months of building the teeny tiniest pond, I mean, it's literally about a foot and a half wide, it's tiny.
Now you've got some froggers in there.
And I've got frogs, I've got little newt spawns, I've got all sorts of bits and pieces.
Oh.
So if you've got an area of damp shade and you're looking for ground cover, again, which is excellent for frogs and toads, which will want to come in and out and not be exposed to predators, there is a lovely, lovely plant which is called sweet woodruff. Again, a klaxon for the dictionary nerds amongst you. That's Galium odoratum.
Oh dear.
Galium odoratum, I know. But the common name is sweet woodruff. It's a native, it's beautiful, it's bright, bright green, really vivid green. So if you want a kind of nice fresh splash of colour, and it's sweet, so it's got really scented, pretty white, star-like little flowers all through spring. So it does the evergreen covering of your space, so you can have thick plants later on, covers the ground beautifully, no weeding, no lack of moisture, lots of space for your frogs and toads, but then has really cute little flowers which pop up and smell just lovely in that early spring phase. So if I was ever designing and I needed kind of an area around or in front of a shady area which was wet, I'd be adding in some sweet woodruff.
Okay. So with these ground covering plants, is there more of a job sort of keeping on top of them so they don't, you know, overgrow the
Like
garden?
the one that you've got in your garden, yeah, the Cotoneaster
Yeah.
horizontalis, yes. Well, that is where it all gets a bit tricky because some people might describe a plant as a thug or it's too vigorous or hard to keep in check. What I find is the plants I'm trying to recommend are ones which will grow, but they're not hard to cut back if you need to
All
cut
right,
them back.
okay, yeah.
So there are some things like vinca and ivy, which you'll know if they go as ground cover, they will absolutely cover and then they root down and then the roots are really difficult to get up and they regenerate from those bits of roots.
Okay.
Brilliant in really, really huge areas, but I imagine our listeners aren't there necessarily having 27 acres that they need to cover, but smaller
No.
areas. So these plants will cover, but will have a maximum spread, maybe up to a meter, and they are easier to control than some of the more galloping varieties that you
Okay.
might be
Oh.
finding out and about.
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. So let's move into the sun, shall we? You know I'm a sun lover. You're a sun lover, aren't you, to a certain
Yeah,
extent?
to a certain extent, yeah.
To
Yeah,
a certain extent.
I do prefer the sunshine.
You do, absolutely. So, what's good in sun? Well, there's a couple of really easy care plants which are great for kind of covering the ground. The first one is called lamb's ears. Have you ever heard of a plant called lamb's ears?
No.
No. Well, clues a bit in the name. The it's incredibly soft. It's like little furry lambs or rabbit ears.
Ah.
Bright silver, really fluffy. And I have to say, this is one of my childhood memories of my first ever plants. I never knew what it was. I just thought, wow, it's really nice. So if you're building a sensory garden, perhaps you
Yeah.
don't have the sense of sight or something like that, it's a really lovely textural plant. Super soft, really downy. When I'm working at the nursery and we have children come and visit, I say, come and feel this plant. It's like bunny ears, and they all
Oh.
get super excited.
Do you remember them
So the
plants that we used to have? I don't know if they still the rabbit plants. Were they rabbit plants?
I think you might be talking about the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
Okay.
maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Lamb's ears, rabbit plants. So the Latin name, again,
Oh,
Latin
here we go.
klaxon, sorry.
Yeah.
Status Byzantina.
Wow.
So Status Byzantini. And it's mat forming, so it forms these little kind of rosettes. And then in the summer you can get really quite tall flower spikes up to, I'd say 40 to 50 centimeters, so well over a foot high. And the bees and the butterflies absolutely love them. And the best thing is you can cut them down and those flower spikes will come again. So you get the ground cover, you get the evergreen covering of these lovely, fluffety silver leaves, and then you get these flower spikes. So it's a beautiful one for really poor soil. So if you've got rubbish soil,
Yeah, which we have in Basingstoke, and we've got naff soil in Basingstoke.
well, it's always just, it's like if you want curly hair, if you've got straight hair, you've got curly hair. But yeah,
Yeah.
in Basingstoke, sometimes some of our soil is a bit of a challenge. But if you've got poor soil, if it's very chalky, very free draining, lacking in nutrients, this is a great one. What
Okay.
it doesn't like is if it's really, really wet, it can then get a few spots on it
I
called
see. We're
mildew.
stuffed in Basingstoke then.
Well,
Because it rains a lot,
if
doesn't
it's
it?
free draining, it does rain, but if it drains away pretty fast, you're all right.
Oh,
But if
okay.
you
All right.
find if it gets very, very wet, you might have a few little spots on it, in which case you just snip them off, and guess what?
They
Fresh
come
leaves come
back.
back.
Oh, okay.
Indeed,
All right.
indeed. So it's all about making it easy. You plant it once, and the
Yeah.
plant looks after itself.
Okay.
And then linked to that is something called lady's mantle. And these are big leafed plants. They are not clumped, they don't spread in a mat like the other plants, but you have lots of them all together and they form a really effective ground cover. And they're called lady's mantle, so it looks like a really posh hooped skirt, like what they wore in
Oh,
the old days.
yeah.
And the best thing about this is if it rains, all the water droplets are held on the surface of the leaves, so it looks really sparkling. It looks, so anything which makes your garden look good in the rain, I have to think, has to be a bit of a bonus, bearing in mind the amount of rain we've been
Yeah,
having.
absolutely.
Yeah, and it has frothy green flowers. These will self-seed, so it will self-feed itself around. So it's a buy one, get, well, more than
A
one
few,
free. So quite a few. So if you don't like them, you just dig them up. They're not hard to dig up, but they will spread. So it's a vigorous one, but it's a controlled vigor. And there's nothing like it in terms of covering the ground. Perhaps at the front of the borders where you just want to kind of keep it neat and you want to don't have to deal with weeds. It's perfect for that.
Okay.
So those are my kind of two for shade and two for sun. So you've got your white dead nettle and your sweet woodruff for your shade. And then for your sun, you've got your lamb's ears and your lady's mantle for the sun. And then I'm going to give you my wild card,
Go on
Dave.
then. This is the last one then. Give us the wild
Last
card.
one. Wild card is a plant you can grow in pretty much any condition, and this is the hardy geranium. So it's quite often known as the crane's bill, and hardy geraniums are different from the geraniums you might buy for your pots every summer and then throw out, the ones which smell quite earthy. Those are
Yeah.
called pergoloniums. They're actually, it's a different different species, but you know what we're like in our English language, we use the same word for different things and the same thing or the same thing for different words. But there, if in doubt, the saying is, if in doubt, plant a geranium. You can have geraniums for ground cover in shade. You can have geraniums for ground cover in sun. You can have ones which will cope with wet stuff, ones which will cope with dry stuff. So it's one of those, like in a card game, and you know you've got that ace or that trump card. If in doubt,
Play
and
the
you want
wild
a
card,
really
that's right.
go for the wild card. Now, it might not be the most what's the word I'm looking for? The most exciting new kid on the block. But hardy geraniums have been around for hundreds of years for a reason. They are British natives. They can cope with wet weather. They can cope with dry weather. They can cope with frost. They can cope with anything. So a couple of really, really good doers, I would say, is if you've got a shady area, you can look at something called the bloody Cranesbills. That's not a swear word. Those bloody Cranesbills coming in, taking over our land. That's a sanguineum type of geraniums, and they are great for ground cover in shady areas. And then if you want just something to smush across your borders in the summer, there's something called Geranium Roseanne. And it was actually designated, it was voted the plant of the century, not even plant of the year, plant of the decade, plant of the century, Geranium Roseanne. Really lovely, bright blue flowers all the way through from July through to October and beyond. Just keeps on going, keeps on going. Forms a nice, huge area of ground cover. So super, super easy to look after, very easy to take. If in doubt, plant a geranium. And that is my top five ground cover plants for you.
Thank you very much. So we've done tall plants a couple of weeks ago. Now we've done ground cover plants. So what are we talking about next time? Because
Well,
we'll be going into autumn, aren't we, really?
we're kind of going into autumn, so I wondered if it was useful to do something about trees because I see Basingstoke are doing a tree giveaway for native trees that you might want to plant in your garden.
Okay, yeah, let's do that
So
then.
I think we'll have an investigate and see if that's still up and running because there's trees are brilliant to plant, and autumn is a perfect time to plant for these things. But
Okay.
let us know in the comments if there's any other things you want us to cover. We can cover medium height plants, or but I think let's do a bit of a dive on trees. I love a tree.
Okay. All right. Before you go, I just need your request for today, then, please.
Yes, certainly. Well, ground cover is a tricky word to think about in terms of song choices. So I played around in my brain and came up with ground control, and that took me to Major Tom, and that took me to one of the best all-time David Bowie tracks, Space
Excellent.
Odyssey.
Thank
So
you very
that is my
much.
track of the week.
Thank you very much. And I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Speak to you soon, Dave. Thanks
Thanks,
so
Jen.
much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.